you know, when looking at a guy like Robert Mathis, obviously he disrupts this offense quite a bit. This is going to be some guy that you're probably going to be identifying right away. When you look at him, what's the next thing that you look at?
After him? Yeah. I mean, he's a good place to start. So they've got he's a great player. He's really been a great player for a long time. We played these guys a bunch over the years, so we kind of know what we're up against. But he's having one of the best years of his career. But they got a good defense. They got a top 10 in a bunch of categories. Really some good safeties that cover a lot of ground. Really fast corners. They're physical. So they got a good team. Just have to try to outscore them, I think. And we got to go out there and put points on the board. That's what our job's going to be.
What do you think of your former teammate, Darius Butler, and the job he's done at the cornerback spot?
He's done a great job. I mean, I always had a lot of respect for Darius and what he was able to do. He was an incredible athlete. And, you know, I've thrown him a lot of interceptions on the practice field. So hopefully I don't throw him one this weekend.
What do you think of your former teammate, Deion Branch? I just want to make sure we're answering about him being there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did that this week, so. You know, that's for our defenses. Going to worry about all those guys, prepare for all those guys, and you know, it's part of guys changing teams and so forth. And it's nice to see a guy get an opportunity. I think that's especially one of your, you know, great friends.
Any chance you've spoken to Deion since yesterday, or maybe in the recent weeks? Has he been progressed?
I keep in touch with a lot of guys. So over the years, there's got a lot of great friends I've been lucky enough to play with on this team that are just great people, and you're always wishing the best for those people. And certainly guys that have played receiver here are the guys that I've been closest with, because that's probably where the most interaction is. So all the quarterbacks I've been with and certainly all the receivers I've been with, I always keep in touch with those guys.
Tom, did seeing the Colts come back from that 28-point deficit change in your mind how you see that team at all? And could you relate sort of to their against all odds comeback?
It was a great game, a great team win, and they got into a hole there and just had to dig their way out. So, like I said the other day, once you get some momentum going on your side, it's pretty remarkable to be able to do that. But down 28 points there in the third quarter, and they just made a bunch of good plays, and it took them to the very end to win. And defense made a great stop there in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go. So. You know, there's going to be a lot of close games. We've been in a lot of close games. They've been in a lot of close games, probably more than anybody in the league. And, you know, they find a way to win them. That's why they're here at this point. So hopefully we can go out and be the team that comes out on top.
Is the team that's, you know, their opponent this week, then, is there some reminders that you take, you know, whether you're on either side of it, that no lead is safe, and that maybe if you get down, that anything's possible?
Yeah, and they were 11-5 in the regular season. You know, 12-5 now. So they've had a great year. I mean, they've been tough to beat. They beat some of the best teams in the league, and you know, teams that are still in the playoffs now. So they can play with anybody. I mean, there's no question about that. They got plenty of skill, plenty of playmakers on offense and defense. They got great special teams, one of the best kickers of all time. So they're good in all areas. I mean, you don't get to this point without being, you know, one of the best teams. So it's pretty easy to see why they're, you know, playing this weekend.
We asked Andrew about the motivating factor of playing in the same game, in a playoff game against you. What about for you personally when one of the young whippersnappers is coming up here? Does it motivate you to say, you know, hey, I'm the veteran, I want to show this guy?
I don't necessarily approach it like that. My motivation's pretty simple. So you just try to win. That's what I try to do, and try to be a part of the reason why we're successful. And it's part of doing my job and trying to be the best I could be for the team. So it really doesn't have anything to do with anybody on the other team, or, you know, what their motivation might be. Or, I mean, I think to be a professional athlete and to play at this high level with this level of competition, winning is the only thing that's important. So that's one goal and one objective that, you know, I've had for a very long time.
Tom, in Major League Baseball, there's kind of a tradition where you don't talk to the starting pitcher on the day of the game. As this wears closer, do you become a little more anticipatory as to let's get it on, let's get this going? Like, has all the preparation kind of gotten to you now, and you're like, I just want to get to the game?
Well, I could still use a few days to get ready, so we're already on a relatively short week, so I'll be ready once the game's kicked off. And once that ball's kicked off, I'll be prepared. But I'll use all that time to find ways to prepare and get ready. It's always, everyone probably has a routine or a way to get ready at this time of the year. So over the course of the season, you find different things that work and don't work, and I'll use every day.
How'd your mood evolve as a game like this, with this magnitude?
This is pretty, I mean, it's incredible to play in this. This is a, I mean, these are the moments that you dream about. To be in the NFL playoffs and you got a chance with eight other teams to, you know, be the last team standing. It's why we work hard. It's why, you know, every guy puts a lot out there. You sacrifice, you know, a lot of things. And a lot of people would die to be in our positions. And I don't think you take those things for granted. I think you cherish those and understand the opportunity that's ahead. But it's different than a normal week. I mean, there's no like, hey, we'll get them tomorrow. You know, we'll talk about the corrections on Monday. It's, you got one opportunity to get it right. And that's all you could ask for as an athlete. And the great part is once that ball is kicked off, none of the other crap matters. So it's just the players that are going to ultimately go out there and decide who wins the game by, you know, how we play.
Hey, Tom, along that line, you can impart your wisdom to the young players or people that have never been in a playoff game before. But in reality, do you actually have to play in it for a little while to understand the intensity and with the pressure of what a playoff game is all about?
And I think you just try to play really well. I mean, there's a first time really for everybody, so I don't think that can be used as really an advantage or an excuse. I mean, it was my first time in 2001. I played in a playoff game. We did pretty well. So it's just, like I said, the difference is there's no second chances. So you got to get it right. And you try to get it right against the other best teams in the league. And the other teams have earned a chance to get this spot. We earned a bye, advanced this part in the playoffs, and now we've got to go out there and try to advance to the third round. But you have to play really well. This team certainly makes you earn it. And you could have a 28-point lead, but it really doesn't matter unless, you know, there's no time left on the clock. So it's a team that is good in all three phases. They put pressure on you to do the right thing on every single play. And, you know, hopefully that's a skill set of ours, too. Hopefully we can go out there and play well on every single play and see if they could slow us down.
Do pressure and nerves affect play calling and how a player plays?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's always pressure to the games that we play. I mean, there's a lot at stake for every player and every coach and every fan and every family member. So there's a lot at stake for everybody. And so you just understand that. And a lot of us have been dealing with it for a long time. You should try to go out there and do your best. I think that's the most important thing.
Robert Mathis has sacked, I think, five times. I believe it's the most by him against any quarterback who's not in his division. What do you think when you see him coming out? Doc had better get rid of the ball. I mean, what goes through your mind when this monster's coming?
I can't really run away from him, so that option's out the door. So you got to understand where he's at, and he's really got a sense of urgency. And it's one thing to sack the quarterback. It's another thing to strip sack him, and the ball's flying all over the place. And, you know, you got to eliminate those type of plays. And they've had a lot of those plays this year, which have been a big benefit to their team, where he runs the edge, you know, quarterback's in and back there. Here he comes and, you know, strip sacks him. And, I mean, we just can't let that happen. So that's why he's one of the best players in the league, because he makes those type of plays happen. He makes them on a regular basis. It's not a fluke when he does it. That's a trademark of their team. So we got to try to stop one of their strengths, which is probably one of their best strengths, and still go out there and be aggressive enough to move the football and get the ball in the end zone.
Coach preaches consistency, obviously, during the course of the year, wants to sort of keep an even playing. Is it hard to do this time of year, or do you find that it's more important to be the same guy that you've been from the preseason right on through?
Yeah, the consistency as a team and as an individual and what you bring to the table has always got to be really important. That's what professional athletes do, and that's something that really you learn to do, because you can't ride the highs and lows of the season, because the season's too long and you don't have enough, you know, emotional energy to go up and down and up and down. And you just try to put it all in and best you can, and watch the guys who do it pretty well and learn from them. And but, yeah, going out there and being consistent and dependable is what you hope for as a football team. I hope we know what we're going to get out of each other this week. we put a lot of time and energy into our preparation, all the games, all the practices, and it comes down to one game.
You guys put another guy on IR this week, and I know it's on the other side of the ball, but from a whole team standpoint, the guy's not even blinked, knowing that, hey, look, we've overcome all these other ones too?
Yeah, there's been a lot of guys that have been put on injured reserve, and it's happened with plenty of other teams too. So it's part of the season. I think you have to learn to deal with it and overcome the adversity of it. And hopefully the guys that are filling in are capable of doing the job. So we've been able to sustain, to this point. We got to be able to continue to do it.
Why has this team been able to sustain? What's been the key?
The guys who have taken those roles have come in and done a good job. So, and we just, have made the critical plays when it mattered most. No matter who was out there at what position, we've won enough games to put ourselves in a position to get us to this point. So it's fierce competition in the NFL every week, and you got to be at your best, and you got to try to do it as consistently as possible. And that's going to be a big, a really important thing this week is to be at our best.
How do you feel physically, and how happy were you that practice was indoors today?
I feel good, and I'm ready to go. And that was very surprising for all of us players. But do I?
Yeah.
A little bit.
How encouraging.
But I'll live. I'll be there. Hopefully not an injury report. Try to talk my way out of that.
How encouraging is it that the running game has really clicked the last few weeks going into cold playoff-type football?
Our running game's been pretty good all year, and truthfully, it's been really a great strength of our team, our ability to run it, and I think that's our offensive line and how physical they are and how consistent they've been this year. I mean, it's been a big strength of our team and taken a lot of pressure off our passing game. And the way the running backs have run, Steven and LeGarrette and Shane and Brandon have been great. So we've got to keep that as a strength of ours, and guys that are able to go in there and really impose their physical style of play on the other team. And the way we did it last week was, 2 weeks against Buffalo, was awesome. The end of the Baltimore game was awesome. So hopefully we can go out and stay balanced this week and try to keep them off balance, and so they really don't get a beat on what we're trying to do. But it's going to take a lot of great efforts from a lot of guys, so hopefully we're in a position to do that.
Tom, have you changed your approach to the playoff season? Your first one, this video of you headbutting people before the game, especially the Super Bowl. Do you still do that before these games? Are you that excited, or are you kind of calm down a little bit?
I'm pretty emotional, so it just depends on the moment. I'm a pretty emotional player, and all the guys are emotional, and they try to bring it, and it's an emotional sport. So,
do you still have one for the
game? I have, yes. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Goodbye.